This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Election Commission today announced single-phase assembly polls in Assam, Kerala, Puducherry and Tamil Nadu, while in West Bengal it will be held in two phases. Announcing the poll schedule for the five states and union territory in Delhi today, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said, voting in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry will be held on 9th of April. Polling in Tamil Nadu will be held on 23rd of April. Voting in West Bengal will be held on 23rd and the 29th of next month.
All 126 assembly constituencies for Assam, the polling shall take place on 9th of April, Thursday 2026. All 140 assembly constituencies of Kerala shall also go for polling on 9th April. Puducherry also will go along with Assam and Kerala. Tamil Nadu, all 234 assembly constituencies will go for poll on 23rd of April in one phase, and the counting shall be on the same day for all the five states slash UT, that is 4th of May 2026. West Bengal, the 294 assembly constituencies, the polling shall be held in two phases. In the first phase, 152, and the second phase, 142. The date of poll shall be 23rd of April and 29th of April, and the counting shall be together for all, that is 4th of May 2026.
Mr. Kumar said, with the announcement of the poll schedule, the model code of conduct has come into force with immediate effect in these states and the union territory. Mr. Kumar also added that around 17.4 crore people are eligible to vote in the elections to five assemblies with 824 constituencies. He said that directions have been issued to ensure assured minimum facilities like drinking water, toilets and signages at every polling station. He added that recently ECI has taken 30 new initiatives to make election more transparent. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said Assam has transformed into a major healthcare hub for the northeastern region over the last 10 years of BJP-led government, reducing the need for residents to travel outside the region for treatment. Mr. Shah was addressing a large gathering at Guwahati on the occasion of foundation laying and inauguration of various developmental projects related to the healthcare sector. The Home Minister said Assam is the first state in India to introduce proton therapy machine within the public healthcare system and has made world-class cancer treatment facilities. Union Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia inaugurated the newly constructed municipal building, gardens and ambulance service at Bantwa in Junagadh, Gujarat today. Mr. Mandavia also virtually inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of development works worth 8 crore 43 lakh rupees in Manavdar and Keshore assembly constituencies. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Mandavia said that it is very important that the grants given by the central and state governments to the areas of MPs and MLAs are utilized properly. The Union Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has directed households with both piped natural gas, that is PNG, and liquefied petroleum gas or LPG connections to surrender their LPG connection with immediate effect. In a notification issued yesterday, the ministry said, any person having a PNG connection will not be allowed to retain a domestic LPG connection or take refills of LPG cylinders from the government oil companies or their authorized distributors. Such consumers are also required to surrender their LPG connection immediately. Air India and Air India Express have announced the cancellation of 14 flights today amid the ongoing situation in West Asia. However, flights have been planned from Sharjah to Delhi, Kannur, Kochi, Kozhikode, Mumbai and Thiruvananthapuram. Air India informed in a statement that two flights will also operate from Ras Al Khaimah to Kozhikode and Kochi. The Central Board of Secondary Education or CBSE has cancelled the Class 12 exams scheduled to take place from tomorrow till the 10th of next month in the West Asian region. The board also said that exams which were earlier postponed shall also stand cancelled. It added that the mode of result declaration for Class 12 candidates in the West Asian region will be notified separately in due course. And that is the end of this news bulletin.